doing our sound checks. Whoa, I'm a little hot.
A little?
Well, it's 76 in here, so I'm not hot, but, you know, just I'm hot on the mic.
Never mind, bad joke. Hey, Potters, welcome to episode 246, episode 247, episode 248, episode 249, episode 250, 251, 252, 253, 254, 255, 256, 257, 258, 259, 260, 261, 262, 263, 264, 265, 266 of Cosplay, the podcast for all things cosplay. What we should name the Nick Cage themed store that we're going to open at some point.
Okay, so do I start with the cake first or do I start with Nick Cage first?
Can I tell you a secret?
That you're going to share to everybody else?
Well, yeah.
Oh, I just noticed it looks kind of weird on my screen. You can kind of see the outline of the butt of my dress form. I broke her, guys. It's not CosPod without a technical issue.
We're doing it live.
We're at the point in this year that luck is just it ended up turning into a morning trip where I went to Michael's and then I waited for Spirit Halloween to open afterwards and I was like, oh, Joanne's is right next door.
Because of course you did.
Because of course I did. Duh. I have come to a ranking system for the chain hobby stores. Michael's is Target. Joanne's is Walmart. Hobby Lobby is the evangelical Kmart.
You have literally seen me show you piles of fabric multiple times this season.
It's a pile of fabric.
It is. It's a pile of fabric that has been sewn some more. Here's a pile of pinned fabric. Here's a pile of fabric that has been cut and is awaiting my next steps. You know, if they're gonna make a Hocus Pocus sequel, they could put Nick Cage in it. Yeah. What would Nick Cage buy at a craft store? He would just buy the craft store. Hey, Potters, welcome to episode 267 of CosPod, the podcast for all things cosplay. Welcome, everyone, to season 12.
Yay!
Applause, yay! Woo!
Hopefully I'm no longer in the endless void. I have done much stuff in here as of late, so it doesn't sound as echoey. Hopefully it's better. Maybe. I don't know. We'll just assume it's better.
Yes, there are improvements to the podcast, as can be expected, for season 12. We have been doing this for 12 years, y'all.
Yay!
So thank you to everybody who has stuck with us this long. And of course, if you are new, oh, do we have a treat for you. So many episodes in our backlog on our YouTube channel that you can catch up on.
And on our website. At our website. Over there, in the corner. There you go.
Indeed. So if you have no idea who we are and why we are here, I am Amber. This is my co-host.
I'm Valerie. Hi.
And we are here to talk about all things cosplay and costuming, as we mentioned. And sometimes we go off on random tangents in the after session, but that is a different story that you can stick around for because that is a YouTube exclusive.
Usually it involves Nick Cage.
Yes. And speaking of, happy belated birthday to our unofficial mascot, Mr. Nick Cage.
Thank you, Mr. Nick Cage. I hope you're doing well. I can't wait to see your new movie.
And with that, why don't we go ahead and get into our cosplay. If we go down the Nick Cage tangent, we'll never leave the Nick Cage tangent. So we kind of eventually need to talk about all things cosplay.
This is what the after session is for, so it's fine.
Indeed.
So cosplay updates, let's go.
Yes, let's go. Okay, I have so many cosplay updates for you. Where to start? Okay, so Amber's been very busy. So the first thing that I did is I've basically been working some more on all of that lovely embroidery that you guys have seen me do. And this is an entire pile of, I think, 16 of these now that I have made, because they're all going to go in a little 4x4 grid to make a pillow, because this is what I'm going to lean against when I'm making cosplay stuff, because comfort is king.
Especially if you're doing embroidery, it's good to have a good, comfortable position so that way you maintain the same number of stitches, the same stitching style. Yeah.
Yes, I need something I can lean my back against,
yes,
basically, while I'm sitting here and just stitch, 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 stitch. Because otherwise I'm going to end up slowly leaning over it. And
yes,
that's not a good position for sewing of any kind, let alone hand sewing and embroidery.
I have a reading pillow like that.
Indeed. So while I have been doing embroidery, the reason I was doing embroidery is because I was waiting on things to set and dry. So, of course, I have some lovely molding and casting that I also spent time doing during the break. I have finally started actually sculpting my own pieces out of Sculpey.
Yay!
And then I baked them. And this is a homemade mold of one of the things that I sculpted. And there's actually resin inside. You can see it's all nice and shiny because it is still setting. I was trying to cast these because, of course, Texas, being infamous for its weather flip-flops, has been going cold, hot, cold, hot, cold, hot. And every time it's cold, especially like it's going to be tomorrow morning, you can't really cast resin because it never sets. It's not hot enough for the chemical reaction to finish its thing. So I've been trying to get what casting I can done during these days when it's like 84 degrees outside, which is exactly what it was yesterday. So, of course, this cast is from yesterday when it was nice and warm. And so hopefully by tomorrow I will be able to demold this. So I have been working on my molding and casting skills, which you can see I've been getting better at.
Yay!
You can see there are no bubbles in either one of these.
I'm so happy for you.
They're not tacky. I can hold them and there's no residue.
It's the best part when they're not tacky, then you know you did it right.
Yes. Yes. I have been very diligently mixing these using my scale, using a measuring cup, and all of that fun stuff. I mix it very diligently for the time that you're supposed to. I don't shortcut anything. So I have been getting a lot better at this.
I'm such a proud mom. So
I spent a good portion of the break practicing these skills over and over and over again. I have had to throw away some casts.
And
so
that will happen.
It's not all success. Yeah. It's not all rainbows.
It will happen. Even the most experienced mold makers will still run into issues and mistakes because it's just sometimes it's chemical reaction does not work and all you can do is just throw it out, start over.
Yes. In fact, the first mold that I made of the custom sculpt that I made, I had to throw the mold out because it never set properly and I couldn't dig the piece that I needed out of it without ruining everything. So I just ended up having to shred the mold and start over, which was not fun because I had to sculpt the thing over
again. Yep.
Yeah, that was not fun. But that was another thing I did. To backtrack just a little bit, during Halloween, right after our After Dark episode, actually, I entered my Sky Sorceress in a costume contest and I won. So I ended up getting a trophy out of it. So that is the first award that outfit has won.
Sweet.
So I am incredibly pleased with that because that's probably like the nicest cosplay I've ever made. Everything's fully lined. Everything's top stitched. Everything's just nicely embroidered. Oh, I spent so much time on that.
Amber, why did you not tell me about this so we could celebrate your victory and post something on social media?
Because I forgot about it, honestly. Far back in our podcasting history, and because I've done so much over the break that I literally just forgot.
That is such a thing that we would do. We would be like,
such an Amber thing. Yes.
I totally forgot that I entered a contest and I won, but you know what? Hey.
I did. Also, because remember, I retired from competing effectively, so I don't really think about cosplay contests much anymore unless I'm running one, which we will eventually talk about.
We'll talk about it later, but that's really funny. In the future, that would have been a great social media post, and I'm sure the other Potters would have been thrilled to share your victory.
I don't like tooting my own horn either. I'm like on the very humble side of humble. I don't like talking about myself.
Well, you know what? You got to send me pictures of what you submitted so we can celebrate properly.
It's actually on my personal Facebook.
Oh,
the
cool.
The Titania cosplay one. Because when I was finished with it, I uploaded a picture of it to show Firefly.
It's that one. Okay.
It's that one. That's the one that won the award.
Did you do it with one with you in the costume, or is it one where it's just like on a dress form?
It was me in the costume, but okay. Funny story time.
Yeah.
I will close the thing I was about to show. Okay.
We got to get into this now.
So I will admit something to you all that I'm pretty sure that a lot of you had figured out, so it's not exactly a secret, but I have been fairly depressed over cosplay since pandemic started. I have not really had the passion to make it or wear it or have anything to do with it. Like, even if I was working on cosplay, it was just going through the motions. Mm-hmm. There was just nothing there. And it felt that same way for me during Halloween. Like, I didn't really want to put on a costume because it just didn't feel like anything special, even though putting on cosplay should be.
Right.
And so I ended up getting up really early that morning and putting everything on. You know, I even shaded my eyebrows to match the wig. I had the latex ears and everything, because that was before I had gotten the plastic, or the basically the long lasting equivalents. Mm. But I found out that I have no stamina to wear wigs anymore. I pulled that sucker off within 30 minutes of putting it on.
Yep.
30 minutes was all I made it before I started getting a really bad migraine. And that migraine lasted me the entire rest of the afternoon, even though I had the wig off already. Yep. The damage was already done. And so I had the costume without a wig on. And very slowly, I had to take off the other pieces of the costume, too, because the ears were on a headband and the mm-hmm. headband felt tight, too. So it was just like wearing a wig. So gradually, I just ended up having to take off the costume. So it long enough for the costume contest, which was all I needed. But still, it basically means if I went to a convention, I'd only last maybe an hour in cosplay before I got so irritated I have to take it all off.
Mm-hmm.
So I found that I'm going to have to build up my stamina to be in cosplay again for conventioning, which we will talk about later. But that's the funny story I had about it, is it's been so long since I was in a formal full cosplay that I'm going to have to get used to it again.
I'm going to have to do the exact same thing. And funny enough, I was thinking that maybe like the other day, maybe like 2 days ago, I was like, I'm going to have to walk around my place in a costume just so I can get comfortable doing that again. The wig part's not such a big deal. I've cut my hair quite a lot as of late, so there's not a whole lot that I need to tie up. So I'm not as concerned about getting a headache, but just like wearing the costume and the shoes and stuff, I'm like, Yeah.
I mean, I did everything the way I'm supposed to with a wig cap. My hair was braided and basically tucked up behind my head, but the headache was right here at the temples.
Yeah.
So I ended up just taking the wig off, taking the headband off. I took medication and that was it. So, you know, it was still nice to win something for it. That was not necessarily expected. And I had even offered to take myself out of the running for any prizes because I know that I have, you know, previously competed before as a cosplayer, so I just wanted to be fair, basically. But yeah, I'm gonna have to definitely build up my stamina again before I could actually like run around a convention floor in full cosplay for like 6 hours for the length of a convention day. So yeah, that was the funny story. And yes, I did have a pic up on my cosplay page. I may have deleted it because at one point I just wanted to delete my personal Facebook because I never use it. And so I was like, just get rid of it.
I think you may have, because I do not see it.
Yeah, I may have. Anyways, to keep going with my cosplay updates. So one of the things that I received for Christmas that I was very pleased about, because, you know, Amber likes to make props,
of course.
I got a full Dremel accessory kit. If you want to go into prop making, or even if you make accessories for cosplaying, like jewelry type things, or adornments for different parts of your costume, and you have a rotary tool, doesn't have to be a Dremel, because Dremel is a brand.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have any rotary tool, please do yourself a favor and get yourself one of these sets. They're not expensive. It doesn't have to have as many pieces as this one does. They sell smaller ones. You can get like a 30-piece accessory kit. But the reason that these are so helpful is that they have a bunch of different shaped heads for your rotary tool that help you make different shapes on things and to sand things down. Because for anyone who's done sanding on anything, you will realize just how quickly you'll go through sanding drums, because it takes forever and so much time to sand things properly so that they're nice and smooth and they have a good surface on them. So getting yourself one of these kits, you'll thank yourself later. And I am definitely very grateful to the person that gave this one to me, because I have already gotten my use out of it. Next, you all remember from when we were still recording before the break that I was working on a vest. The vest is now done.
Yay!
You can see all of the nicely top-stitched.
Good! Yay!
Notched collar. Everything is pressed. Everything is fully stitched down. It is fully lined in the chocolate satin that I chose. Everything is nice and finished. And I even made a little tabbed closure that I blinged up.
Cool.
With some chain. It's got, it has buttons, but they're fake buttons.
They're
because
fakes.
It's actually, they're snaps.
We do love that.
Yes. This is how you can make your cosplay look a little bit nicer. You don't have to have like uber fancy, like rhinestone buttons and dripping jewels or everything.
Well.
You can still do those things, but you can also just do a little bit and just make it a little bit classy. And you can also do the whole fake button thing because it works.
It works.
But yeah, it is made of garment suede.
Nice.
On the outside. These are the leftovers from my Arwen outfit, actually, that I didn't really have enough to do anything with. I was like, how do I use up this leftover fabric that I have a little bit over a yard of? You make a vest. So that is finished.
Cool.
So I did that. Next.
Amber's been very busy.
I was busy. So a long time ago, you guys may remember that I need to pull this out of its sheath. I was doing restoration work on the hilt of Hottafang.
Oh, yeah.
Which I finished.
Very cool.
Both sides, all of that is done by hand. There's no templating. That was one paintbrush, a little cap of paint, and my hand. And my hands hurt so bad. It took me two 8-hour days to do this. And that's me holding the sword like this with one hand and doing this with the other for 8 hours a day. My forearms hurt so bad. Because I had to grip, and then I'd have to turn the sword like this, and then I'd have to grip. And I'd basically have to keep rotating back and forth as I was painting from different angles. And oh, it hurts so much, but it looks so good.
It looks so good.
Yeah, it almost looks original because I also made the edges very sharp
good.
On the paint. So it doesn't even really look hand painted. It
nice.
Looks machine painted. I will put it back in its sheath. There we go. Okay. Last thing, I promise. There we go. So now that I have finished the vest, I have gone back to working on the other cosplay that I was working on, which doesn't look very impressive right now.
It's a pile of fabric.
And that's because it is a pile of fabric. That's because this is Athena. And this is the bodice, actually.
Yay!
And this is the liner of the bodice.
Mm-hmm.
This is crepe, because the satin part of it, the wedding satin part of it, is actually under my sewing machine, which is about 15 feet that way. And that's the more valuable part, so I didn't want to move it, because it's very prone to staining if you have anything on your fingers. Like, even just sweat on your fingers will discolor it. It's that sensitive. So I didn't want to touch it, just in case. So you can actually see on this that I have been hand basting the edges first very neatly.
Yay.
Before I machine stitch them so that everything is nice and even.
Yes.
Because there's not very much stretch in this crepe. So I don't have very much give to work with if the pieces are even a little bit off. So I'm very carefully, you know, hand basting the edges first and then machine stitching them. And then I pick out the basting. So they're very carefully sewn seams that I will need to trim when I assemble everything, because I want to keep this as lightweight as possible.
Sure.
And I did figure out the embroidery pattern that I want to do on it. I'm just not sure if I want to do it now or not, simply because if I want to wear this at AllCon, I probably won't have time.
Okay.
To do the embroidery. I'll be able to finish the dress. I just won't necessarily be able to embroider it if I want to wear it. So we'll see what happens. I'm going to try, but I'm also not going to force myself to any sort of artificial deadline, because 2023 is going to be my year of self-care.
Self-care, very important.
Yep. I'm going to show myself a lot more grace this year than I have before, especially now that I have my passion for cosplay back.
Yay!
And in fact, I actually texted Val that day that the bug
that I can't confirm.
Yeah. I texted her when it's like, you know what? I think I finally have my passion for cosplay back after 3 years.
Yay.
And I spent that entire day that was when I finished the vest, as I finished it in a day.
Nice.
And then I turned around and started on this the next day.
Yep.
So I was very pleased with myself, and the assembly of the dress is actually going very quickly.
Good.
And I still, the corset, the corslet is actually still sitting on its dress form in the other room. So eventually I'll need to address that, but maybe not while it's 32 degrees outside.
No, thank you. Pass.
My adhesives will never set if I try and take care of that outside right now.
No.
So that one may have to wait until the Texas weather decides what it feels like being on a more consistent basis.
So March.
Maybe not even.
Okay, April? Maybe May or June. I don't know.
Well, at least April will be warm, even though we'll have thunderstorms every other week.
Oh, my Lord.
But it'll still at least be warm.
Air quote consistent, I guess.
And then I'll have to start worrying about humidity, because humidity also affects adhesives and tack and
everything.
How well things set, too. So,
truth.
Yeah.
Amber, be busy.
That's it. That's everything I've been working on during the break. Yay!
Yay! All right. I guess that means it's my turn, and I don't have any visuals for this because a lot of my visuals is just me buying fabric, and while I would love to bring forth the piles of fabric like Amber usually does, my piles of fabric are like 8 to 10 yards long. So, no. They're going to stay in their cupboards, and that's fine. I'm pretty sure two of them are still filled with glitter, because as I have posted on our Facebook page, one of them was a surprise package that happened to be next to glitter in the warehouse, so it was full of glitter! And that was not the surprise I really wanted when I opened that package. So there's still glitter in my space. And because we know how glitter is, it travels, so it is literally in every speck of my place. No matter how much I have cleaned this, it's been like a good month and a half, I think, and I'm still finding glitter. I'm just like, oh. At least it's black. It goes with my aesthetic, so yay, but still, oh.
And yes, Sensei, I think the unit above pile would, in fact, be heap.
It is a heap of fabric. I've got quite a bit of it, because my whole plan this year is to try to get two costumes done. One of the costumes is probably a good 15 yards of fabric. And just because there's so many layers to it, that's the only reason. And I needed consistent, continuous pieces, so I had to buy a lot of it. I will reuse the scraps, absolutely. The colors are really nice, so I know I can make something of them. But it's just I needed long, continuous pieces to make it work, unfortunately. But that's just too much to bring over here. So they just stay over there and then things will be gravy. Yay. So it's fabric hunting, wig hunting. Wigs are still on back orders because of all the pandemic things, and supply chain issues are still a thing. Yay. Don't know. It's one of those things that won't be ready for AllCon, and that's fine because it's not going to be ready for AllCon. Other than that, though, it's mostly just getting my space ready and utilizing it where I can, getting my work board ready so I've got, like, my schedule set up, my list, so I can start crossing off things when they're done. I love making lists. It is my favorite thing. That's how I know I'm actually going to work on a costume, is when I put up a list. So I got two lists going, and it's great. But yeah, I wish I could show you guys the space right now. I don't want to take the camera off of my computer and give you guys motion sickness, so I might show photos of it later, but for the most part, the space is done. It's very workable. I do like the fact that I could get multiple people in here and we can actually have like a good fun crafting session and it be usable. I actually even bought myself a nice rollable table. Rollable? Is that the word I want? A rolling table. There we go.
Rolling table.
It's a rolling table. It folds up so I can get it as tall and as wide as I need it to, or as short as I need it to. It'll be perfect for ironing things. I got a special ironing cloth for it that has already all the pre-cut measurements ready to go. Yeah, buddy. So that was a fun half-price Joann's buy that I'm glad that I took advantage of. Those coupons come in handy, and so did those holiday sales. Yay! So yeah, the space has really been nice in helping me kind of regroup and getting my groove back into the cosplay stuff. And just starting to work on things again. And even like things like I've been pulling out my cross stitch stuff. The Titania thing that I had been working on way back in, 2020? That I have still not finished. I finally pulled it out. I gave it a good cleaning. And I started working on that again. So that's been coming back together. I had to go buy myself a new cutting mat because unfortunately my other one was decimated after a recent project. Had 7 good years with it. But I have a new cutting mat now, which also has a very large disclaimer on it. So there's like one corner of the cutting mat I can't use, and I hate that. Thank you, Fiskars. But other than that, I mean, it's just mostly getting the space ready, knowing that it's going to get a lot of use, and it's already getting a good amount of use. I still don't have a pegboard, though, and I'm sad. I can't find a pegboard I want. Cosplayers, if you have a pegboard in your space, can you share me links to what you got? Because I'm having the most difficult time finding anything that works for me.
Talk to me afterward. I have three.
Okay, because the ones that I've been finding are either too heavy duty or they're too wimpy. And I don't want like the plastic crap.
These are heavy duty. I don't even know what they're made of, but it's almost like MDF. So they're very heavy,
MDF is good.
but I slice them down.
Oh, okay.
Or you can have them slice
Slice
it
it
down
down.
for you for free. But they're only about, looking at them, 2 feet across.
Okay.
And then 2, 3, 4 feet tall.
Ooh, okay. That could actually work. Because
So
right now.
they're manageable, and then I have just 1 by 1 slats on the back of it, and that's how you can either hang it on a wall, just put heavy duty nails into the wall and just hang it like a picture frame, or you can do what I've done with them, which is I just leaned them up against a wall.
Ah, so I wouldn't be able to lean them. I would definitely have to hang them, and I can
You
hang
can
them.
mount them.
Yeah. For me, I actually have my picture of a puzzle that I put together a couple of months back over in that space just to, because I needed something there. It was looking really blank and nice and creative, but it was just like, just haven't found pegboard that I like. And I was like, that's just the last thing I need, and this room will be done, but that's okay. I'll deal with it later. It's not a must have. It's just like it'd be a nice to have. All that matters is I can work in here. I got my multiple tables now. I'm
Table
finally displaying
space,
my
all of it.
trophies. I've never been able to display any of my plaques or trophies, and now they're here. And it's like, oh yay, I've got a bunch of Amber's wonderful gifts for me all out here. Yeah. My cosplay updates are not as substantial as Amber's is, but they've been keeping me busy nonetheless.
Be very productive when I feel like it.
It's like once you get that bug, you don't want to give it up.
Pretty much. It has been occupying a lot of my time.
Yeah, I understand completely.
Plus, there were just a lot of little things that I needed to get done.
Oh,
So when
yeah,
you do a lot
sure.
of little things, it makes you look really productive.
It builds up real quick.
And speaking of being productive for conventions,
Yeah. So let's
why
talk
don't we
about
talk
all.
about 2023?
Yeah, what Cospod's going to be doing and what we're going to be doing and all the shenanigans. I guess let's start with the big one, which is probably AllCon.
Indeed, because that's something that we are doing as Cospod and for ourselves personally.
Yay! Third weekend in March and we're coming back. Yay!
Yes, we will be there in person. We will be, in fact, running the cosplay contest once again
Yay!
in conjunction with a few colleagues. We're still getting some of the details set, so
Yes.
we'll announce those basically, as we can. But rest assured that we are definitely working very hard to get everything ready in time for the cosplay contest. So, of course, if you would like to enter, you can feel free to visit their website, and we will, of course, have that in the show notes for you as well, so that you can find it after the show. All of the rules are there. All of the details that you should need are there. The entry form is linked there as well,
Yes.
so that you can enter. And of course, if you end up having any questions about either the show itself, how it's run, anything about the rules, you can always contact us, and then we can clarify anything that needs clarifying.
Yeah, we've already had quite a few people already sign up, which was surprising to me because it was a very silent release. And I was like, oh, people are already signing up. I guess I need to make a post about this. If you're thinking about joining, I would recommend that you sign up sooner rather than later. And if you decide, like, oh, I want to change my costume, that's totally cool. You can change your costume a week before the convention. That's not a problem.
Just don't change it the day of.
No, because then we can't
Please.
help you. We can try to help you, but we're going to make a face at you behind our masks saying, I don't know if we can help you.
And there is a limit on the number of contestants.
Yes.
So please keep that in mind. Once we reach the cap, that will be it. We unfortunately can't expand anymore, mostly because we do have a time limit in the room that we will be in.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to make sure that things are run efficiently and that we are giving all of our attention and care towards the contestants, the judges, and the audience. So if you are going to sign up, like Val said, sooner is better than later. But of course, we will also be wandering around the convention
mm-hmm.
just as ourselves, you know, outside of the contest. So of course, if you see us in the hallway, feel free to say hi. We'll be there to probably, you know, play some games, to meet some of our friends that we haven't seen in a long, long time, to go and attend some cosplay panels as well. And they've always got some really fun content there
mm-hmm.
at the show. And of course, you can find all of those details, again, on their website, including scheduling. If you want to purchase a ticket, they'll have all the information there, as well as anything that you need for planning purposes at the hotel.
Yeah. And then for contest stuff, we'll just have more information whenever we get more stuff finalized. There you go.
Yep. But for those who have seen our cosplay contest in
yeah.
years past, it'll be run pretty similarly to that. There aren't very many changes. Besides being at a new hotel.
Yeah, other than a new hotel. That's really the only change.
Yes. The room will be a little bit bigger, so of
yes.
course, more of you will be welcome to watch the show. And there will be a halftime show as well.
What that is yet, we're still working on that.
Yet to be determined, but there will be something.
There will be something. We're working on it.
You've seen our shows in years past. We've done sing-alongs.
Yeah.
You know, we've done all sorts of wacky things. But it'll be fun, and we really are looking forward to seeing a lot of you all back in person for the first time in a long time.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. So, aside from Ulcon, what are our plans as Cospod?
Good question.
We're not entirely
Amber.
Sure yet. And the reason I say that is because, at least for both of us, it's going to depend on a few things, not the least of which is just our personal schedules.
Yes.
Because some conventions have changed when they're held during the year by quite a bit, especially conventions like Project Akon, for example. And so, you know, we still need to make sure, like everybody else, that we can take off of work. So it'll depend on that. And it's also going to depend just a little bit on the health situation and
yeah.
where it is during the time of the convention, because things may change. Who knows? So we're not entirely sure yet, but as soon as we have things confirmed, we will go ahead and let you all know that.
Mm-hmm.
And per usual, if you would like us to guest at your favorite local convention, if you would like us to, say, run a panel or to assist with cosplay contest things, we are all definitely open for that. We don't really ask for much. We're pretty darn self-sufficient when it comes to guesting at cosplay conventions, but we are more than helpy, more than helpy, more than happy to help.
We are helpy too.
Talking is hard. Yes, please contact us or put us in contact with the personnel at the convention, and we will be happy to talk with them. As far as personal cons go, do you have any plans set yet?
I do not at this time. I'm waiting on some things to shake out this year. I might try and give the Final Fantasy XIV Fan Fest another go. I don't know when tickets are going to go on sale. It's going to take place in July in Las Vegas. We made a lot of faces at that because it is really stinking. I've been to Vegas in July. I did that as a graduation gift to myself after I got my master's degree, and it was hot even back then, and I'm sure it's worse now. So, yes. Yeah, it is hot, Vegas. That's a good one, Tamlin. So we'll see how that goes. Because of who's putting it on, I think that they'll be pretty good about their health requirements. So I feel like I would be okay going. I'll be masked up the whole time. I'm doing that anyway, just out of precaution, no matter where I'm going. So that should be okay. Other than that, I do not know. I'm still looking around, kind of getting a feel for what people are going to be doing. Since cons are kind of going up and down about what they want to do. You know, do we keep with the mask? Do we keep with this or this or this? It really depends on the con, and it depends on the type of people showing up. Because I have noticed that quite a number of congoers are still being pretty good about keeping masks on, which is awesome to see. Because my autoimmune butt really doesn't want to get sick.
understood. I had looked at Project Akon for this year. And as I had mentioned before, they changed when they hold Akon compared to when they did in years past. And if I remember correctly, at least per last year's price, they may have lowered the price for this year. It showed that it was $70 on their website for a weekend pass. Now, granted, I believe they're still only selling weekend passes. You can't get single day passes.
Right.
Which is unfortunate, because if I chose to attend Akon, it would only be for a single day. It would only be for Saturday. Not Friday, not Sunday. Part of the reason is the venue. It's just not really cut out to hold that many people.
It's not.
And I am mildly claustrophobic. So having that many people in a tighter space than the Fort Worth Convention Center is not my idea of fun. But I have enjoyed Akon in the past, at least, you know, the attending of panels, watching the cosplay contest, and just generally hanging out with my friends was a lot of fun. And it's also one of the better conventions to cosplay at if you want to get pictures taken. I don't know that the Irving Convention Center is terribly picturesque compared to someplace like the Anatole, where you actually have art that you can take pictures around.
If you go outside to the second floor, there's the concrete area, and that's about it.
Right.
It's not that photogenic.
If I do end up deciding to go to Akon, I may end up ghosting the con, simply because they don't offer the single day passes,
and
I would probably just mostly spend it with friends, honestly. Because I wouldn't be able to go to any panels.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to do Anime Fest. And the primary reason for that is just the time of year. It's just too hot. It's just too darn hot in Texas in the summer. However, I know there are a couple of conventions in November, December out here that I may want to go to. Anime Frontier was one of them, because I haven't been yet. I don't want to do Fan Expo or any of its knockoffs. There are just too many people.
So many.
The one time I went to Fan Expo, it was still hard to move around, and I was in casual clothing. So mostly I just want to find smaller cons.
Yeah.
Where the weather is still tolerable. And I'm willing to travel some distance to go to these sorts of cons, but like Val, I'm also kind of leaning towards those that have concerns about health. Let's put it that way. I would prefer those for my own reasons as well. So we will see what happens. But yes, I did look at a few of them, but I just haven't made any solid plans yet. There's still quite a bit of time to pre-register for these, though, so I don't have to make a decision like now.
Right.
We'll see. I do want to see my friends again. I do want to get out and go to conventions again, and I'm going to have to start wearing wigs around the house so that I can get used to it.
So you can get comfortable with those again.
Yes. I'm going to have to like get up early and do practice runs for like makeup.
Yep.
Practice putting all the cosplay pieces on, and then just like veg around my house and just watch TV in costume and work on cosplay in another costume.
Cosplayer problems. So
they are. There are worse things in life.
There are worse things. Absolutely. Okay, so that's all the convention stuff. So what are we as the podcast going to be doing this year that's a little bit different? Because I know what I want to do different.
Please share with the class.
Okay, I will share with the class. What I would really like to do is go back to some of our very early tutorials and redo them. Not because the information is bad, because the information is still good. It's because our creation of those tutorials has vastly improved since then. There are new techniques. There are new materials. There are new ways of doing things. And I think it would be great for us to kind of revamp a bunch of them. So it's a lot of just taking what was old and making them new again. And I think this is a good year to go back and do a lot of that. And kind of, you know, help bolster our skills again and be like, oh yeah, we can do this thing. I forgot about this thing. So I think for us, that would be a good thing.
And I think we can explain those concepts a lot better now, too.
Absolutely.
With our experience.
Yeah, because I know, especially like with my boot cover tutorial, it was like I knew how the thing happens, but I couldn't explain why the thing happens. Now I can kind of go through the whole mesh, and we can even take it a step further and be like, here's how you completely recover a shoe to make it look totally different and still be comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
I think one of the things that I would like to do is to incorporate more stories of cosplay inclusivity.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like people who are actually out in the community helping to bring more people into the community and show the positive side of cosplay. Because I know we talk a lot about tutorials. We talk a lot to cosplayers about like cosplay as an art and competition and that sort of thing. So it's all kind of more on the technical side.
Sure.
But I'd like to incorporate the social side of cosplay too. Because cosplay isn't just an art. Mm-hmm. It's kind of an activity that brings us all together. And I would like to do that through the podcast.
I think a lot of those would be good. Because we do see where cosplay is used outside of the convention scene and how it impacts other people.
Mm-hmm. And of course, we totally need to incorporate more Nick Cage.
Absolutely. All right, so when I was making the intro video this time, I literally was like, I've got a little bit of time while this is rendering. I'm going to go back through our stockpile and figure out when did we start incorporating Nick Cage into our after sessions. I can't find the beginning. I have no idea when it started. It is a mystery to all of us. But my best guess is that maybe somebody brought it up in chat and then we just kind of just spun out from there. I don't know. I'm tempted to offer a prize to somebody if they can find the first instance of it. I don't know what it's going to be.
I have a sneaking suspicion that we ended up talking about movies in an after session, and that's where it came up.
That's the best I could do, but I mean, like, I went back good 6 years, and I didn't watch full episodes, but I did skim through it enough to be like, oh yeah, we talked about this, and this. So I knew enough of the talking points that I was just like, I can't find this.
It's in there.
It's just magically appeared one day and then it just came to be. But that particular episode is in the ether and I cannot find it. Nick Cage is eternal. I mean, he is playing a vampire next time, so hey.
Wait, is he the Highlander?
Ooh,
can there be only one?
Can we have that reboot? I would love to see Nick Cage as the Highlander. Oh my gosh.
New cosplay opportunities.
Lulz. I love it. So I have no idea where it came to be, but oh my goodness. But yes, always more Nick Cage means. We cannot allow ourselves to continue without more Nick Cage in our life.
Those are pretty much my only plans, at least as far as the Cospod podcast is concerned.
It is a tongue twister sometimes.
Because we originally named the show as just a portmanteau of cosplay podcast.
Yeah.
Cospod.
Cospod. Makes sense.
We were trying to be edgy at the time.
I mean, when you think about it, it still works. It's still good.
It does.
It worked great.
It's just hard to say whenever you have to say. It's like saying ATM machine.
Yes.
Saying Cospod podcast. Cast. Because it's Cospodcast.
So we say Cospod the cosplay podcast.
Right.
Yeah. It's a lot. Yeah. Also, good use of the word portmanteau. Like that.
I try. Anyways, that is all that I have as far as plans for this year. Going to try and take it easy. How about you?
That's pretty much my goal. I'm going to try and get 2 costumes done, but I'm going to do them as I have been for the past couple of years, just at my own pace. I would like to bring one of them to AllCon, and I think I can get it done. Maybe not the book, but that's okay. And I'm cool with that. The majority of the costume will make a lot of sense on its own, so I don't need the book. The book would just be fancy extra, because I like being extra.
There's nothing wrong with being extra.
Absolutely not, especially with cosplay.
All right, well, in that case, we can bring an end to the episode 267 of Cospod, the podcast for all things cosplay.
Yes! See?
Of course, if you would like to join in the conversation and let us know what your plans are for 2023 and where we can find you in the halls of your favorite local cosplay convention, feel free to let us know via any of our social media, which of course you can find here.
For those who are watching us through the video, the information is located under Amber right over there. It never changes except for the Halloween episode. Everybody who is listening to us in the non-visual format, you can visit us at cospod.org, on Facebook and Instagram at Cosplay Podcast, and on YouTube and Twitter at CosPodcast.
Or, of course, you can email us, podcast@cospod.org, where you will get an answer from each one of us, along with select curated Nick Cage memes.
I need to restock that pile.
I'm sure we can get that done.
Yeah, thank you for letting me know. I'm going to type that down now.
Otherwise, we will see you guys in episode 268. Happy cosplaying, everybody. Stay safe out there. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.